The perfect combination of versatile athleisure and training apparel has arrived. Thanks to the visionary minds of New Balance, Clutch Athletics, and Rich Paul, the designs reflect the heart of the athlete and the spirit of the community. With rising defensive football stars Will Anderson and Chase Young on the roster, Clutch Athletics brings the best innovative gear to all athletes, giving them style and performance on and off the field. Learn more and purchase Clutch Athletics at NewBalance.com.
Welcome to the Cover 3 Podcast with your hosts, Chip Patterson and Barton Simmons. It's your call for the best college football coverage. From National Signing Day to the National Championship and everything in between, CBS Sports presents the Cover 3 Podcast.
And welcome back to the Cover 3 Podcast here on CBS Sports. That's Barton Simmons. I'm Chip Patterson, and we've got emergency alarms going off. We had literally just finished recording our conversation on the previous episode of the podcast, which included book club, mailbag, and some discussion about the Colorado job. And while the head coaching carousel, Barton, we did decide was done spinning, big domino in the world of college football making a move here on Monday. Scott Cochran going to be leaving Alabama, going to Georgia, reported by Cecil Hurt, Bruce Feldman, and others. How do you want to attack this first? Because we've got the connections with Kirby Smart. We've got everything that he's meant to Alabama. And also, I mean, am I wrong in saying that he's leaving being a strength coach and now he is an on-field assistant on Kirby Smart's staff?
Well, yeah, I think that's the
this is a promotion, right?
Point.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean it's I mean I look it's a promotion of sorts. It's almost like just changing careers in a way. I mean, it's not there isn't a typical ladder that takes you from strength and conditioning coach to on-field assistant. I mean, that's happened early in careers often where you know, you're a strength and conditioning assistant, or you're a, you know, strength and conditioning quality control, or GA, or something.
Yeah, that's sort of
getting on the field.
Yeah, it takes a graduate assistant role. Yeah,
yeah, to be a head strength and conditioning coach at a Power Five program, and then go to a position coach job. It just doesn't happen. So it's not like it's just changing verticals there, and so I think that's the key point here, and which makes this all so interesting. And so fun to break down is sort of where do you attack it? I mean, I think I saw who was reporting it. I'm blanking on who was reporting it, but I'll remember it in a second. But Nick Saban's even has commented on this, which is that Scott Cochran had wanted to move into an on-field role, and Nick Saban wasn't prepared to make him an on-field guy. That's according to Nick Saban. And that offered an opportunity for Kirby Smart to go swipe him as what looks like will be a special teams coach or a special teams coordinator position. And, you know, so in that role, in that vein, you can look at it in a couple ways. I mean, one, I think, you know, right away, you're getting a new side of Scott Cochran that Alabama hasn't even been able to maximize, which is he's going to be a recruiter. You know, that guy who has been the lifeblood of the Alabama program in a lot of ways is going to be a full-time recruiter on the road for Kirby Smart. The other way you can look at it is, Kirby Smart's hiring an incredibly inexperienced coach. I mean, I know he's been around a lot of ball, but he's hiring a coach that doesn't have experience. He's a rookie special teams coach. And so that, to me, speaks volumes about where Kirby's priorities lie in the way he's trying to build this Georgia program, which is just recruiting caps lock. Like, it's all about recruiting. And I think there's some – there's probably a little element of like just taking this sort of figurehead from Alabama. And I know that Kirby Smart was very close with Scott Cochran. I think their families were very close at Alabama. And I think that there was even some rumors that Kirby had a chance of stealing him when he was leaving for Georgia as a strength coach. But to go ahead and make this leap to get him is very interesting just in terms of the way Kirby wants to build this program.
Barton, Scott Cochran better have an MD behind his name, because I think Kirby Smart has hired Dr. Scott Cochran to cure the Georgia disease. I think the mentality that he thinks is wrong at Georgia, whatever limitation has kept the Bulldogs from achieving greatness, I think that that was the first thing I thought of when I saw the Scott Cochran news. I was like, this is about mentality. Like, this is about changing the mentality of our roster, changing the mentality of our assistant coaches. Just having this guy around is going to be the way that we're going to eradicate the Georgia disease. And I thought it was an opportunity thing is the way I'm reading this. Like, Georgia all of a sudden finds itself in the midst of an off-season staff shuffle, and Kirby has an extra spot on the staff. As you mentioned, they've got the previous relationship. Their families are close with each other. But perhaps he did have a chance to steal him. But, man, how about the timing of this, where right as Georgia has made it his – like, I'm gonna hold Kirby Smart to this. I think Kirby Smart has made – you know, his eradication of this disease sort of his calling card for Georgia football. And to go get Scott Cochran, I think, is absolutely all about changing the mentality of your team.
Yeah, I think this also just continues to speak to Kirby's sort of intense competitive nature. And I mean, there's got to be just an element of just getting one of Saban's guys, one of his true, like, generals. And hey, I think continuing, like, you're to your point, like, continuing to instill, ingrain in that Georgia program some of the toughness that built the Alabama program. And because here's the other side of it. Because, look, this is when the news broke, it was shocking, my initial reaction was wow. My initial reaction was, this is huge news. But I think you could look at this a couple different ways on the Alabama side also.
Oh, like this continued Sabanization? Like, we said wow, we said this is significant. It can be a wow, it can be significant, but we can also just be like, well, this is just the next step of what's been happening in the SEC for the last 6 years?
Well, maybe this is what you're saying. I'm not sure if this is what you're saying or not, but where I'm coming at it from is, I do think from, in terms of just purely as a strength and conditioning coach, and I've talked to someone that has some unique insight into the Alabama program and kind of asked just open-ended sort of what is your impression of the move. Just purely as a strength and conditioning coach, Alabama's dealt with some injuries. Alabama hasn't, like, their players haven't been significantly better combine testers in Indianapolis at the NFL Combine than when they showed up. I don't know that they're quite as, I mean, they're still a dominant team physically, there's no question, but I mean, they're getting the best players in the country. I feel like the idea of Alabama having a new strength and conditioning coach isn't something that Nick Saban maybe is dreading. Like, I I'm talking purely on the strength and conditioning side of it, like getting them bigger, stronger, faster. There's been some sort of, I don't know how to best phrase it, but like I don't think that Scott Cochran has emerged among the strength and conditioning community, and I was talking to some people around 24/7 about this too, and Charles Power brought this up as well. But like, when you look at what Dwight Galt at Penn State, Mickey Marotti at Ohio State, Chris Doyle at Iowa, like those are guys. Like, when you look at the what they put out in the NFL draft, what those guys look like coming in, the way those guys develop, it's startling. I don't know that we'd gotten to the point where I felt like it had plateaued a little bit on that front, Alabama. And so I think there is a strength and conditioning side of it that is okay. Now, to be fair, on the other side of it, because I just hit up a coach that had been in that program recently and asked, is this a big deal? And he said it's a huge deal because Scott Cochran, from just in terms of the kind of press, pushing the pressure points on the program, being a voice, being around all off season, being the guy that's pushing those guys, like kind of what you're talking about, just being creating a vibe and a tenor around the program and an intensity. That's a tough loss, but that's why it's going to be, I think, the most interesting hire Nick Saban has made in years. Is going to be who he hires as a strength and conditioning coach, because I'm just not, because like any of us have a whole Rolodex of strength and conditioning hires and like have a lot of opinions on who's who, but it's a really important hire, and I'm just curious who Nick Saban thinks can fill those shoes.
You're a Bentley right now. I'm just going to put spinners on that thing. I need you lower! Bam! Hit it! Oh, straight yard. Oh, that's mine. Yeah! I mean, come on. You already know.
I mean, that dude is... It is interesting because within the strength and conditioning community, from what you've been able to tell, do they almost judge teams by how many injuries or whether injuries are frequent? Because that's something that I've heard definitely from the fan perspective and less from like college football writers and analysts. It normally starts with the fan, but because you're just dialed in on your team. And if it feels like your team is always suffering some late season injuries and the teams just are sort of struggling to get through an entire year without getting too banged up, they'll often point the finger back at strength and conditioning and wonder if the program needs a little bit of a shakeup. And sometimes I think that we've seen the head coaches make the decision based on that. When you've seen your guys just continue to have some of these issues, some changes need to be made, and they might absolutely change it up. So within the strength and conditioning community, are they looking at college football teams and college football programs? It sounds like the flag goes up for them as well, because I've been with Alabama in the last several college football playoffs, and almost every single time I'm talking to somebody around the program, and all they're talking about is just how banged up they are.
Well, yeah, I mean that's standard. I mean, by the end of the year, everyone's banged up. I think, and I don't necessarily think that strength and conditioning coaches look around at other strength and conditioning coaches and say, let's see what their injuries look like and then judge them. I just think it's more of a...
Because the NFL combine stuff is definitely true. Alabama gets like Alabama players. The stereotype is that an Alabama player has like all of these things that make them ready for the NFL, but their body is just a little bit banged up and has a little bit more wear and tear on it just for the way they do things at Alabama. That is the stereotype.
And that probably shouldn't be lumped on Scott Cochran. That's probably more a Nick Saban problem because of the way he runs practices, because of the physicality and just ones versus one sort of.
Yeah, I was going to say, because at a lot of schools, when you play against the twos, you're playing against like your lab partner.
Right.
Yeah, regular old person with normal sizes that aren't 6'6", 330 pounds.
Yeah, I mean, Alabama guys are always talking about how the practice are so much tougher in the games. And so you only got one game a week. You got, what, three padded practices a week usually in the season. So that wears on you a little bit. So, you know, I just think because Scott Cochran is the most visible strength and conditioning coach in the country. Because, I mean, the dude's on, what is it, like Nationwide commercials? Is that what he's on? Like, he's got commercials. He's on the Jumbotron at the games. He is front and center in a way that no one else at Alabama's football programs have been and are, and other than Nick Saban. And so he is one of the most visible out there. But that's what I think this is such a fascinating move is because it's one of these deals where it's like, unless you're in that building, you don't really know what the impact is. You don't, like, you can't really speak on it. Strength and conditioning coaches, we don't really, I don't even know how to measure them. I was talking with guys today, like, trying to figure out, like, how do we even, like Notre Dame, one of their biggest additions has been Matt Bayless as their strength and conditioning coach. But I wouldn't have known that when he showed up.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know. I didn't know he was any good, but it's very clear that he has been. So, you know, how do you even evaluate who your next coach is? Like, who the next heart of the program is in the off season? I just think it's so interesting, and then you're going to get a lot of opinions. And I've already heard different, varying ones on how important this one is. But it's, I think that's what makes this kind of a fun breakdown.
Coming up on the other side, Alabama reacts to the loss of Scott Cochran. Next.
New CBS Monday. NCIS is back.
We need all hands on deck.
So grab your gear.
NCIS!
And join our elite team.
What are the charges?
Murder.
New cases to be solved.
Double tap to the chest.
Same caliber as the murder weapon.
And new criminals to catch.
That's the bomb maker. Where's the bomb?
New NCIS, Monday, 9, 8 Central, on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.
Hello, everyone. It's Michael Richards here. You might have seen me on CBS working on their Champions League coverage over the last couple of years. I wanted to tell you about an exciting new podcast that I've been working on. It's called The Rest Is Football. It's me, alongside Gary Lineker and Alan Shearer, two absolute legends of the game. The show combines topical debate from the world of soccer along with outrageous tales from our careers. And I mean outrageous. Just search The Rest Is Football wherever you get your podcasts. All the best from Big Meats.
Former Alabama offensive lineman Cam Robinson retweeting Bruce Feldman's announcement of the news, adding the comment, "Damn, Kirby, you trying to steal all the sauce?"
I mean, that's an interesting, like, so that's the other side of it is just, man, you know, like, Kirby Smart is, I mean, what, I don't even know what to make of this from a Georgia standpoint. I think he's going to be a really good recruiter. I would expect Scott Cochran is going to be a really good recruiter, but
he's not being hired as a strength and conditioning coach, but as a pro Georgia podcast, I feel like I need to just lay the claim that, oh, now we got Scott Cochran, he's going to turn them into monsters.
Right. I mean, they got a second strength and conditioning coach basically on their staff.
Yeah, 100%.
So I think your point of like MD Scott Cochran, like the guy that's just going to be sort of setting the tone of the program and eradicating the Georgia disease. But ultimately, like, if you are hiring him as a recruiting coach, as a recruiting plus, and if it's a net positive in recruiting and it's a net negative in coaching, let's just say, is that really what Georgia's missing? I mean, they just got the number one class.
Right.
Like, they are – like, dude, how much more of a bump do they need in recruiting?
And, I mean, you could, like, say the same thing about strength and conditioning. Georgia's had monsters. I mean, their teams have been huge.
Yeah. So it's just so I don't know. Maybe I feel like it's almost like Kirby just wanted to sort of, you know, throw an alley-oop at the end of the game or something, or I don't know. Like, just wanted to make a statement. I feel like this is just wants to make a statement. I'm taking Bama's guy. What's up?
Yeah, this is a Georgia team that's had the talent. This is a Georgia team that's had the size and the strength and conditioning. I'm going to stick right now with it's all about mentality. And, like, I don't know. This is – how about throwing your guy a bone, right? I mean, this hire – how about this? Those coaches wanted to get that 10th on-field assistant, right? Fought for it. I think you're good with 9.
we've coached with 9 before.
Yes. You know? Yeah, yeah.
It's not like we don't know how to coach with 9.
the ease with which this title has now been handed over to Alabama strength and conditioning coach by the Georgia football program tells me they were probably good with 9. This 10th position is, I mean, and I would assume, we don't have a head coach on here to respond immediately, but I would assume that the 10th on-field assistant is just going to increase your ability to spread a wide net with recruiting, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, but also they just got a pretty successful group of 5 offensive coordinator to be an offensive analyst. So, like, they can pay those analysts pretty good money. Like, just go get your special teams coordinator in that analyst pool. I'm sure they got someone teed up or someone that's going to slide into that role, and let Scott Crocker run around the field and gas everybody up every practice.
Okay.
Just make sure you go full speed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's special teams mentality coach. Is he? He's got to be on the sideline, right? No way he's in the box.
Oh yeah. Yeah. That's a lock.
And
up there charting plays, yeah.
And what does Alabama think of Scott Cochran? Is he now the Kevin Durant of the SEC coaching tree?
I don't think so, because he's moving to an off-field role. Like, or I'm sorry, on-field role. Like, what's his goal? I don't know. Maybe his goal is to be a head coach someday. I don't know. I mean, if you're going to be a head coach someday, it's not going to happen from going straight from a strength coach. You know, I've talked to player personnel directors. I've talked to a couple out there with long-term goals of being a head coach someday.
Mm.
Well, you got to get on field at some point if that's your long-term goal. You just, I mean, unless, I mean, you're not going to get hired in the FBS as a head coach from a off the field role. So it's just, I don't think if that's really, like, if he's actually trying to just do something different and hey, I get that. I mean, what is he just going to be? He's just going to ride off to this. He's pretty young. He's just going to ride off to the sunset and be Alabama strength and conditioning coach for like the next, for like 40 years. Guy wants a new challenge. I wouldn't begrudge him that.
Yeah. So he's 41 years old.
Yeah, so that's young.
41 years old, linked up with Saban at LSU when he was in there for, it looks like, graduate school. And daggum. I mean, I could definitely see if he wants, then does that reframe at all the idea about the Kirby's side of this, that he's not, if this is Scott Cochran wants to be a head coach one day, he knows he needs to get on the field. Nick Saban's like, I understand you want to do it, but you can't do it here. Kirby Smart, he's like, I tell you what, I got a spot for you. And then he also knows all these other potential bonuses that he could bring in from an intangibles perspective to the staff.
Right. Right. And in that sense,
it doesn't look like Kirby dunking on Alabama as much as it looks like him being willing to, big air quotes, take a chance on Scott Cochran to give Scott Cochran the credentials that he needs to take the next step. Like, Scott Cochran might not think that he's going to be the head coach at Georgia, but he knows he needs to go be an assistant at Georgia before he can be the head coach at a different school.
And in that sense, in a very like non-hot take-ish kind of way, like, this actually could kind of be a win for both teams.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Maybe not a win for Alabama. I don't know, but like maybe, I mean, maybe Nick Saban wanted a because point being is, if Nick Saban wanted Scott Cochran at Alabama, there's probably a way Nick Saban could have kept him at Alabama. Kirby offered him a situation that it was more appealing, and he jumped. And Nick Saban was willing to let him walk because he wasn't willing to put him on the field, and so now we see who he hires as a strength and conditioning coach.
What's
the hot board look like?
Yeah, what's the hot board look like for the strength and conditioning hire?
I don't know. I got no idea. All those guys I mentioned earlier aren't leaving, I wouldn't think. And then you know, is what about down the road, D'Antonio Burnett, at NC State. That's a stud.
When you were rolling
that would be an upgrade from NC State, but I know he's an NC State guy, so maybe he never leaves. But right. that's sort of one of the guys that, like, if I'm Dick Saban, I'm probably calling.
Yeah, when you were rolling through Ohio State, Notre Dame, I didn't want to go total homer, but Thunder Dan has done some, we've mentioned some of the stuff. Was it like Garrett Bradbury was a tight end before he was an NFL draft pick, offensive lineman?
He does it every year.
Yeah, every single year there's a player from NC State who's getting drafted. Jermaine Pratt, like this, just who has just undergone incredible physical transformations and turned out as NFL players. It's insane.
Yeah, no, it's he would be I mean, I don't know how loyal he is to NC State, but I mean, that seems like a opportunity you wouldn't be able to turn down. But we'll see. Who knows? I mean, I'm sure Nick Saban's got. I can't imagine that this came as a shock to Nick Saban.
Yeah,
I would imagine that this was. He's well prepared for what's next.
Do you think that this was something that the timing, like how the timing of it falls at all? Do you think it's going to be real disruptive for either school? I mean, this is like. Right, we are what, a week or 2 weeks into off-season conditioning?
Yeah, but I mean they've got their off-season workout like books, you know. They've got they know what's coming. I mean,
strength
coaches can run that.
Yeah, like, you know? Sometimes you would have if the entire class was working their way through like an SAT prep book. The substitute teacher could come in there and just tell you to go on to the next exercises. They didn't really need to teach to you.
Right, right. Yeah, I mean, if anything, like, no, like I said, I think ultimately, and we've talked about this, it's about that energy in the weight room. And as long as they got another coach in there that can give that energy, then I think that they can survive until the next coach shows up, because I would imagine they've got their off-season – schedule already handed out.
All right, y'all. I'm just gonna run it now. Get Nick Saban in there. I understand that there's actually rules that prevent it, but he'll figure it out. All right. Anything else from the move?
No, I'm just glad we the Cover 3 podcast is the podcast where we may not be. We may not be emergency potting a Carl Durrell coaching hire, but we're emergency potting a strength and conditioning coach bouncing from one SEC school to the other.
I mean, you know, Carl Durrell was hired and we were just sitting around and we were like,
who?
But then all of a sudden, Scott Cochran's on the move from Alabama to Georgia, and it's...
There is a hire that Colorado could have made, or a few hires Colorado could have made that would have merited an emergency pod.
Yeah, Bielema, because other people would want it, or Calhoun, because we'd be excited.
Right.
Yeah.
Carl Durrell just didn't. Sorry, buddy.
Shiverini might have waited till Monday, too.
Yeah, probably.
But we would have liked it. Carl Durrell, yeah. We give you a blank slate. All right, if you want our full breakdown of that Colorado hire, that is in the episode before we recorded it just earlier today here on Monday. That's Barton Simmons. You can follow him on Twitter at Barton Simmons. You can follow me at Chip_Patterson. Barton, thank you very much.
Sure.
Monday.
Federal agents.
Here's where we can see them.
NCIS Hawaii is back.
About to set it all on fire.
New criminals to catch.
Armed robbery, aggravated assault, murder.
And new investigations to be solved.
These guys were good, but even masters make mistakes.
Vanessa Lachey and featuring LL Cool J.
Violent Island, you got it.
Welcome to paradise.
A new NCIS Hawaii, Monday, 10/9 Central on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.